Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Yeah, we can talk a little baseball preseason as well with John Morosi. Joins us courtesy of the UMA guest line. Good to have you on, John. Adam Copeland, Tom Tolbert here in San Francisco. How are you today, man?
Adam and Tom, I am outstanding, my friends. I really appreciate the invitation to be on the show. And yes, one of my favorite events in the world, the World Baseball Classic, is back. And I will say this about the initial opponent for Team USA. Great Britain can actually claim to be the birthplace of baseball. There is a written record, and actually the long-standing belief is that baseball was derived from rounders, but actually there was a sport called baseball that bears a resemblance to what we see today that was written about in the 18th century. That a historian found. So there you go. Birthplace. Baseball was born in the UK and made the long journey over the ocean.
The great game of base. A lot of people think it derived from rounders and all that. Yeah, but that's cool. Last time I think the Brits came to our shores, though, they didn't fare so well, John.
Well, of course, I understand that. And I would say this as well. We have a long-standing soccer rivalry. The U.S. and England drew at the World Cup. So I think we're long overdue to have our national baseball teams play against each other.
Wow, I did not know that. That's embarrassing. You invented the sport, and now that's what you have. You got to do better than that, John. You got to do better than that.
Well, I tell you what. So here's what I'll say about this tournament. And this is part of why I am so drawn to it, and why, by the way, 10 years ago, the great host city of the semis and finals was San Francisco.
San Francisco, right.
And
yep.
Exactly. And an amazing event. I loved that during that that Final Four, Hensley Mullins, of course, the longtime and World Series winning hitting coach of the Giants, made a very clever and authentic bid to the Giants fans to say, listen, you're used to cheering for the orange and black, and the Dutch wear the orange and black, so we're naturally going to be your team. And so the Dutch made a very surprising run that year to the semifinals, and they did it again actually at Dodger Stadium 6 years ago. So the Dutch, very fitting that you began the segment by talking about the Netherlands playing against Cuba this evening. And every team has their own storylines, and I think for Team Cuba for the first time, you have active major league players. Not all of them, but some of them were invited back to play for the Cuban national team. In this case, Yoan Moncada and Luis Robert are actually there. So that's going to be history being made this evening. And I think for Team USA, you've got Mark DeRosa, part of the 2010 Giants World Series championship team. He's the manager of the team now. The manager of what I think is going to be the best collection of American baseball talent. Good. Mike Trout is the captain. Mookie Betts, Nolan Arenado, Paul Goldschmidt, Pete Alonso, Trey Turner, JT Realmuto, you name it. So I think it's just going to be a really exciting tournament to watch from start to finish.
Give us a dark horse, because I think we know all the all the teams with the major leaguers. We kind of understand who they are and how good they could be. Who's a dark horse team that maybe has a few major leaguers, but some of the guys that are from their country are really good that we wouldn't be thinking about?
Yeah, Tom, it's a great question. I'll give you two that are actually playing in the same group as the U.S. here in Phoenix. One is Mexico, which has never reached the semifinals before, but that I think they've got their best ever team as well. Julio Urias, of course, the former ERA champion, he's going to be their ace pitcher for their first game against Colombia on Saturday. You look at the rest of their rotation, Taiwan Walker, who has some Mexican-American heritage. He's playing for Team Mexico. Jose Urquidy, Patrick Sandoval. So they've got a major league rotation with Gio Gallegos as the closer, Rowdy Tellez at first base, Randy Arozarena in the outfield. So I think Mexico has a track record of success, actually, against the U.S. They've beaten Team USA now twice already in previous tournaments. in 06 and 09. And actually, I still remember the game when Mexico played the U.S. in Phoenix 10 years ago. The crowd was probably 70% pro-Mexico.
I remember that.
And I expected that to be the case again on Sunday. So I've said to Mark DeRosa, I said, my friend, that will be a road game for you. Just want you to be aware of that right now.
Yeah.
And then I mentioned Team Canada. Team Canada has actually a lot of really, really talented young players who are just now reaching the major leagues. Owen Casey is a really highly regarded prospect with the Cubs. Edouard Julien, a really good second baseman with the Minnesota Twins. So they don't have as many brand name prospects, but they've got a lot of really good athletes who run the bases well. And they've got Freddie Freeman, who is representing the country of his parents. Both of his parents, Fred Sr. and his late mother, Rosemary, are both Canadian. So Freddie always loves to represent his mother whenever he can in that way. And so I think Team Canada has a very sincere and heartfelt leader in Freddie Freeman, along with the young talent that I mentioned, the likes of Denzel Clark, who's a prospect with the Oakland A's.
Give me we're talking to John Morosi on the Human Guest Line. Give me the group of death this year. What's the group everybody's paying attention to? I think I know where you're going.
You would have to say that it's the one that begins in Miami, because you have in that group the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Nicaragua, and then Israel. And that to me is the top five that are going to be one of those really good teams. At least one will not make it out. And I think Venezuela this year is going to have one of their very best teams they've ever had. I think the Dominican Republic is the favorite in the minds of many. They've got Manny Machado and Jeremy Peña, the reigning World Series MVP. They've got Willy Adames, Julio Rodriguez, Juan Soto, Teoscar Hernandez, you name it. That is a star-studded team that the Dominican has. But I think Venezuela is really close to them. I mean, Puerto Rico might be a step back from where they were in recent years. And, of course, Jock Peterson is going to play for Team Israel. I love that. Jock actually was part of Israel's qualifying team back in the fall of 2012. They tried to qualify for the final tournament in 2019, but they actually lost a heartbreaking game to Spain. And there was some talk, and this is a true story, Team Israel was thinking about if they had won, how they would have celebrated. And the point was made, Jock Peterson at that point in time was not even 21 years of age. So you couldn't even have had any alcohol in the room if Jock was there anyway. So that just tells you how important it is to Jock to represent Team Israel and his family story.
No, it seems like a lot of guys. The more this goes on, John, are more and more guys getting into it, because Bryce Harper was going to play until he had surgery, and now he's not going to be able to play. But it seems like the more and more stars you get, the more and more stars that want to play. I mean, the names that are in this are basically a who's who of Major League Baseball superstars.
It really is, and I put this tournament up in terms of competitiveness and how much the guys care about it to when you see NBA players in the Olympics, when you see hockey players in the Olympics, it's on that same level. And I do think, Tom, that the last mountaintop is to convince teams to let all their best players, especially their best pitchers, go. Because sometimes teams will put objections on players if they ended the previous year on the injured list, and there's a concern, or if there's some contractual thing being worked on, a long-term deal, et cetera, some of those things can enter into play and result in players not competing. But Mike Trout said to me, Greg Amsinger and I spoke with him today for our MLB Tonight special on MLB Network, and Mike Trout said that as soon as the tournament was going on last time around that he regretted not playing. He used that word, regret. And I think the more and more players that see how much fun this is. I mean, I hear from major league players who play in this league for a long time and say this was the most fun they had, was playing on this team, Team USA, or Team Venezuela, Team Dominican Republic. And also the other component, guys, that I think is really important to this is the number of players that represent the country of their parents or their grandparents in some cases. Mm-hmm. And it really sort of celebrates the journey. And you both understand sports so well and talk about it at such a great level in San Francisco. It just, everybody that plays the game, any game, basketball, football, baseball, there are coaches and players and family who help them get to put on that uniform of your country, and you're thinking about your parents' journey or your journey. It brings out a whole different side of the athlete that we just hear a different story. And as someone who loves storytelling, this event just really appeals to the heart of why we do.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
What we do.
Boy, well said. Talking to John Morosi on the UMA guest line. We were talking before you came on, John, about some of the funny team assignments. We were saying Lars Nootbaar with Japan because of where you're allowed to play, like what the allowances are that will qualify you to be able to play for that team. Are there any sort of other funny ones where we may see somebody taking it bad or step on the hill or catch a fly ball and we go, oh my gosh, that guy's playing for that team?
Right. No, it's a great question. And in some cases, players are able to switch their affiliation. Adam Ottavino, very early on in his career, initially arrived and was playing for Team Italy, and now he's playing and wearing the great zero jersey, as he always does, in this case for Team USA. So sometimes guys will switch. I do think it's important. Tommy Edman's a great story, of course. He's a really strong all-star level player with the Cardinals, and his mother is Korean, so he's representing Team Korea. And Sean Spradling, who's done a great job covering the tournament already, made the point that Tommy is the first player ever to play for Team Korea having not been born in Korea. And that's a special story. It sort of speaks to that relationship between Korea and the U.S. And it's just a really unique story for Tommy and his family. They're a great story. He's such a great representative of the game. So I think it's cool that in Tommy's case, his mother was growing up a huge fan of baseball and helped him get introduced to the game. So it's really kind of honoring his mother's heritage and her story. So I think those are two that jump out. There's always some great names on the Dutch national team. Probably my favorite one, Siknarf Loepstok.
Oh, that's good.
Siknarf Loepstok. And I was trying to figure out, we were actually on the air live on Hot Stove earlier in the week on MLB Network with Matt Vasgersian, and Matt said, Siknarf Loepstok, that's an amazing name. And it took me a minute to realize that Siknarf is Francis backwards. So I'm assuming that there was a parent or a grandparent named Francis. I said, you know what? We're going to flip it around. That's of course, as you know, Nomar Garcia Parra, Ramon backwards, that was in honor of his father. So there's all these fun stories. And again, like these stories come up during the course of a season sometimes, but they don't ever quite get celebrated the way they should. So learn the names. They're great names. And yes, Siknarf Loepstok might be one of the greats. I would say this, for my personal heritage, of course, being Italian, Damiano Parmigiani.
Wow, dude, you kidding?
For Canada, and not Italy. So Damiano Parmigiani plays for Canada, not Italy. One of the great names. I hope I have a chance to interview him in person during the course of this tournament.
That's great. I just ordered one of those for dinner.
I was going to say, it sounds delicious. AJ, sounds really good.
It's going to be good. I get a kick out of imagining like a family getting ready to watch Japan play. They're over there, let's watch the World Baseball Classic, see how we do. And then all of a sudden, Lars Nootbaar comes up and they look at each other like, do you know anybody named Nootbaar? No.
Right.
Oh, that was that couple down the street, the Nootbaars. Yeah, the Nootbaars over there.
I'd have to go back and check to see if Lars could have potentially played. You know, Nootbaar, I would assume, is a Dutch name. Maybe there would have been an option to play for the Dutch as well. But it's just, to me, that the interaction that you're going over there, I think that is important to think about, just how much we have collectively borrowed from each other's cultures in the sports world, especially when it comes to baseball, because of how globalized the sport has become. And I'll say this, it really, in my travels, I would advise anybody that has the opportunity to watch baseball in Japan to do it. Because one of my favorite things, and you'll see this as, so for you, it's perfect because it's So the afternoon games in Japan will be primetime games for you. Mm-hmm. If you have a chance to watch them, watch how when Team Japan is playing, the entire crowd has their own song for every player in the lineup when they're batting. And then when Team Japan's in the field, they're silent. They say nothing until there's an out recorded, and then there's applause. But it's just – it's this really unique cultural dynamic where it's almost exactly the opposite of how we do things in the U.S., and you realize, hey, there's more than one way to do this. And then you go to a game, and it's the Dominican Republic playing Venezuela, and when I did that in the spring of 2017, my ears stopped ringing like last week from going to those games. So, you know, like that's the best part of that. It's like it's horns and singing and dancing the whole time. And anybody that has ever said, oh, baseball's boring, watch this tournament. And you will, I promise you, you will not say that when it's over. Because when you see all these cultures come out and you've got bats flipped all over the place. By the way, the best team in terms of flipping the bat, Team Korea. It's an art form there. The KBO, if you when you're in a break, check it out. Korean bat flips, and your life will change. Your life is going to change when you do that.
Yeah, they're wild. They got some incredible bat flips. And it's funny singing songs like that pertain to only that team because as an Angel fan, people have told me they go to Angel games now and they have a song. It's called Playoffs, Por Favor, We Can Get Cheap Beer at the Bar. Interesting title, I thought, but pretty apropos.
It rolls off the tongue, too.
The Angels might get back. The Angels might get back to the playoffs. They've got some work to do. They only have, I mean, at this point, they've only got the two most recognizable baseball players in the major leagues. So I can't remember who said this, and I wish I could credit this person perfectly, but they described the Angels of the last several years as a really good NBA team. They've got three players, basically. Trout, Otani, and Rendon when healthy. So it's like if you got three superstars in the NBA, you're doing okay. But 25 in baseball. So that's the one issue.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. And it might be just a little bit more, John. It might be a little bit more important to make the playoffs this year. Because there might be a tiny little thing that comes with making the playoffs this year that won't come if you don't make the playoffs. Shohei.
Ohtani's staying?
Yeah, maybe. Because if they don't make the playoffs, he's all but gone. And as an Angel fan, that's my biggest fear. They're in it come trade deadline. They hang on to him. They get to the offseason. They miss the playoffs, and he bolts. And they get like a compensatory 20th round pick for him.
Right. Well, I mean, for that reason, this is, I think, Tom, there is probably more pressure on the Angels to have a good start than any team that I can recall covering in my career. Because I'll say this, there's no player like Ohtani. He is a global sports icon. I don't know, Ichiro, you could probably describe that way. In the last 20 years, how many global sports icons have played in Major League Baseball? Just because of the branding and what he means around the world.
Yeah.
And so when you have this player, There's only been one Ohtani that's ever come to baseball in this way. When you have that one player and you're on the verge of potentially losing him, that is what I would describe as pressure. That's pressure.
Yep.
In baseball.
Yeah.
That's pressure.
And so I think, you know, there's pressure in other jobs that transcends baseball, but in baseball, pressure. And so as a result, the Angels have a lot of work to do. But if you want to look at their possibilities for this year, maybe Trout is maybe we have a U.S. versus Japan final. Maybe Trout and Ohtani are both brilliant.
It's a dream.
And then they start April rolling, and they've got a great season ahead.
Man.
All things are possible, gentlemen, in March.
That would be so sweet.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Hey, before we let you go, speaking of Shohei Ohtani, I'm thinking about, like, guys that we got to see for the first time in the WBC that maybe we didn't know about, right? Like Ohtani, Yu Darvish, Daisuke Matsuzaka. I want to say Tanaka came over after the WBC. Aroldis Chapman was a guy that we saw pitching for Cuba. Yuli Gurriel, a lot of Cubans and Japanese players. Like, hell, Kenley Jansen was catching for the Netherlands in the WBC back
Kenley,
in, like...
Then, his name was pronounced Kenley Jansen.
Now he's Jensen.
Yeah, he's Jansen, exactly. It's pronounced Kenley Jansen, the catcher, became Kenley Jansen, the closer.
Yes. who's the guy this year? Is there anybody this year?
Great question, and I'll stay with Team Japan initially. Rotation is amazing. So Darvish and Ohtani, and then a couple guys to watch. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, I believe he'll be a major league pitcher in the next couple of years. Roki Sasaki, who actually pitched 17 consecutive perfect innings. It was the perfect game in like two-thirds last year, so he's a guy to watch. Raw, he's earned comparisons to Darvish as well. So Roki Sasaki, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, remember those two names on the pitching side. And then for Team Korea, Jung-Hoo Lee, the center fielder, he's the captain of the team. He's the MVP of the Korean League. Really dazzling player. Wears 51 in tribute to Ichiro. Interestingly, his father, Jung Bom Lee, was playing in Japan when Jung-Hoo Lee was born. And so Lee has always had this great respect and sort of reverence for the great Japanese star Ichiro. And interestingly, he has, while Siknarv Lupsok probably has my favorite name, Jung-Hoo Lee has my favorite nickname, because his father was nicknamed Son of the Wind because of how quickly he moved and gracefully he moved. So naturally, Jung-Hoo Lee, grandson.
Solid. Grandson of the wind. We got Father Time, you got Mother Earth, you got the son of the father, the son of the wind, and the grandson of the wind. I like it, dude.
Jung-Hoo Lee.
John, thanks so much, man. Love whipping around baseball with you. Love being able to talk at WBC. I love that you're so excited about it. I think I was at the first ever preseason or scrimmage game that Team USA played in Scottsdale against the Giants back in 06. Clemens pitched on it. Bonds was in it. I want to say Griffey was there. Yeah, I was at the first ever one at Scottsdale Stadium.
History. And that's so cool. I mean, you think back, that team had three future Hall of Famers, Jeter, Chipper, and Ken Griffey Jr., who was on the coaching staff of this year's team as well.
Very cool, man. Thank you so much, John, for stopping by. John Morosi, enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk to you later.
Sounds great, guys. My pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Stuff.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.